We're talking about this world was created for the neshama. Why? The neshama was ashamed to get rewarded for doing nothing. As we also sometimes, we don't like people giving us things like we are a charity case. We want to do something for it, to earn it. And the neshama, of course, wanted it. So God created this whole world for the neshama to come down, put it in a body. Okay, now work for it, and you get rewarded. So you're not going to be ashamed. So I'm going to ask you. If I tell somebody to do a job for me, for example, I want you to bring me from the makolet a Coke. And I'm going to pay you $3 million. Is there any connection between what he did and what I gave him?
No.
In other words, what Buddha understand? That I want to give him something and I'm just giving him a job like for nothing, but really he's doing nothing for me that I have to give him $3 million. So when God tells us I created this world for the neshama not to be ashamed, and we are in this world for a few years and then we get a reward for eternity, what do you think, the neshama is going to be ashamed or not ashamed? Of course. What, you're telling me to pick up a glass and get $2 billion? Don't tell me to do anything, it's the same thing. Because this is doing nothing for what I'm getting reward. So what is the idea behind those the reward? And we all know Antigonos ish sohoi perkei avot says al tiyu ka'avadim hamshamshim et harav al minat lekabel pras. Don't worship God because you want a reward. So, what are we doing in this world? What is our aim? What do we want to achieve?
To improve our neshama.
We want to get closer to God. That's what we're doing here. We want dvekut. We want to love God. And the problem is that to get to a level of love, you have to do something. Because to say somebody I love you and do nothing for it, that is not love. But to do something for it, and while you're doing it, understanding why you're doing it and what it's all about, then love grows. In other words, God wants us to love Him. He loves us. He wants us to give Him back love.
You're still not giving the answer.
In a minute you get the answer.
Oh, okay.
So now, let's imagine to ourselves two people that love each other unbelievable. And they're giving each other things. Is anybody there going to be ashamed? Why not?
Because they
love each other. In other words,
and they're giving each other to the other.
But it doesn't matter what they give, because they love each other. In other words, and when a father, for example, gives his children money, is the child insulted?
No.
Why not?
Because he thinks it as a sign of love.
Oh, that's exactly the idea. That's what we're doing in this world. It doesn't matter the reward. God wants us to give us an unbelievable reward, but that's not why we're here. We're here to grow, to, let's say, to build the love for God. And the minute we build it, then we did what we have. So then the neshama is not ashamed. Why? Because we will get to the level of loving each other, understanding each other, getting close to each other, behaving, as we say, God is merciful, you should be merciful. And that's the way it goes. In other words, we want to be like God. In the attitude, being merciful, being giving. The minute we do this, it doesn't matter the reward. That's not why we're working. We're not working for the reward. We are building the relationship with God. And the minute we get close to God, it doesn't matter. We not feel ashamed because we love each other. And if you love your children, you give them with no problem. And even if your children give you, you also have got no problem. Because We have a different relationship. When a husband gives his wife and a wife gives her husband, normally if they really love each other, would they feel insulted? Would they feel ashamed that the husband or the woman or the wife gives something? Of course not. What do you mean? It's love. It's all about love. And the Bikurim is also about love. It's like a child. When you give him a toy that he wants to play with, he's waiting for this toy, and you buy it for him and you give it to him, and he opens it, and instead of taking it and start playing, what is he doing? He says, "Father, you play first." He really wants to play first, but he loves his father, and he appreciates that the father went out and brought him the toy he loves. So in showing the appreciation or more his love to his father, he says, "You go first." It's like, for example, imagine to yourself a father and a son go on a journey. And on the way they stop to eat and drink. They are tired, they are thirsty, they are hungry. They open the book, the
menu.
Not the menu, in the middle of the field. What menu? Not in a restaurant. Anyway. They open the rucksack, whatever you call it, and take out what they prepared, and they find out that they forgot half of it at home. And they see this tasty sandwich there, and the drink. And the father tells his son, "Here, you drink." But the son says, "No, no. You first." This is love. When you want to give to the other side. And nobody feels ashamed here. On the contrary, they feel the greatness of love. And that's how we should build our relationship with God. It's not for the reward. Somebody who works for the reward is stupid. God wants to give you a reward anyway, because He loves you. What God wants, and what the neshama wants, which is a part of God, is love. Show your love. How do we show our love? We said, Bikurim is one of the things.
But we can't do it now.
What?
Bikurim.
That's what I'm saying. What is Bikurim today? The first thing, when you wake up in the morning, moderni. The first thing in anything you do, first of all, think about God. Is God going to love us? That's Bikurim today. This is building the love. And suddenly I realized, what's the whole idea about the disproportion between the price, between the reward, and what you do? Because that's not the idea. The idea is loving each other. That's what we should build. This is the relationship we should build with God. So what do we do in this world? The Kabbalah, they say, Rav Adam Sinai said, it's like being, you know, when you want to be a pilot, they put you in a simulator, and then you practice to be a pilot. You fall, you do this, but really nothing's happening. And then when you go out to real life. Now, they tell you, no, this is real life. Now you were in a movie. Well, what are you going to do in real life? But now, you understand and realize what you did in this simulator, and you can go on a plane and fly it with no problem. This is what you're doing in this world. Imagine to yourself that this pilot, the guy who's learning to be a pilot, instead of doing all the exercises in the simulator, he took with himself a bottle of wine, and a cigarette, and who knows what else. That's what he's doing there. Now, when he's going to go out, can he fly?
No.
No. That's what we're doing in this world. This world is a big simulator. We are here learning how to connect ourselves to God. Then, when the time comes, we go out of the simulator and we connect to God. So if we prepared ourselves properly, we've got no problem. We are connected. We connect ourselves to God. We love God. And God loves us. But if instead of preparing ourselves in this world, what we did is just run after stupid things, when we go out, there is no connection with God. We don't know how to fly up. We cannot get there. We are not connected.
So what about the Jews who are good Jews? They give tzedakah and they're kind and they help and they live. They are really what they are. But they're not religious. Well, how do you talk to these people?
The point is, we have to understand and realize our job is, first of all,
we can't tell them what to do.
No, you don't have to tell them what to do. They will do what they have to do the minute you will do what you have to do. That is the point. That's what you don't realize. You know,
they're not here.
Doesn't matter. It's like when you go, for example, you go out and there is nice music and nice trees. How do you feel? Now when you go out and instead of nice music you have rock music and balagan and thing and that, how do you feel now?
Narrow.
Destroyed, disturbed. In other words, whatever you do has got an influence on others. So if we spread good spirit, everybody feels it. So if you will show everybody that to be a Jew that keeps mitzvahs is the best thing in the world, what will happen? They will also want to do it. That's the way it works. We have to care first of all about us doing the right thing.
The right thing
is, as we said, we should work on our relationship, on our love, because you see, loving God is loving human beings. That you understand, if I want to show God that I love him, I have to love my fellow man, I have to love my friends, I have to love my brothers. This is showing God that I love him. And if we do our job, you will see, it will spread. So those who do, you have to say, to doing mitzvahs, see, this is the outside and the inside. People can go through life, don't go deep into the Torah, and they miss the point. You know what a chet is? Chet. What is a chet?
Sin.
A sin. What do you have, a word in Hebrew that comes with the letters chet? Le'achti. To miss. To miss the point. Le'achti tamatara zechet. When you miss the point, that's a sin. In other words, you can go through your life and you're not aiming to the right place. So you are really a chote. It sounds terrible, but that's what it is. Because a chet is really missing the point. Chet achta'a. Le'achti et amatara. There is always a connection between the letters.
I have to write.
And it's unbelievable sometimes what you find out when you look at the letters. Chet achta'a. That's what a chet is. I missed the point. I didn't do the right thing. So in other words, if somebody is going to say Tehillim the whole day, not believing in God, not believing in the next world, he's not going to get the next world.
Le'ach.
Le'achti. Say chet. Le'achti. Chet. That's a sin. Le'achti. Chet.
Aleph Reel.
Achta'a. Le'achti. In other words, if we will start bringing our Bikurim, and the first thoughts that we have will be to God, and if we build our relationship, that's why we're here. And to build a relationship with God is through the Torah, keeping the mitzvahs. That's the way we are building the relationship with God, showing the love. That's because we do what God loves us to do. That's why we ask, is God going to love what I'm doing now or not? And we will build this, and now this is the time that, say, Amelech Basadeh, the king is in the field. In other words, the Almighty is here near us. He's always near us. But now, it's a special atmosphere. As we said, this atmosphere has got an influence. And we have to use it. We have to be clever to use it. And to understand what we do in this world. And if we realize that this world is only a passageway, it's very hard, I know. because we live in this world. We think everything we see is real truth, but the truth is that it's all a big lie. It's fake. Yes, it's a fake world. Because the real world is the next world. And if we realize it, we understand that everything we go through life is an experience, is a test, is a challenge. And if we go through life in this way, it's like this biker on the Dolomites that goes up the mountain, but he knows, I want to get to the top. It's hard, but I know I can do it. And the minute he gets to the top, there is not a happiest man than him. I can do the same thing I did. Go on the bus, then go on the cable thing, and I got to the same place. Almost the same place. Is this the same feeling?
No.
That's exactly the thing. So God put us in a big simulator, this world. And he wants us to do the mitzvahs, to keep the Torah. And the main thing is love. ואהבת לרעך כמוך. By the way, it's very interesting. Rabbi Akiva says, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, זה כלל גדול בתורה. So one of the sages say a very interesting thing. ואהבת לרעך כמוך, זה כלל גדול. How? בתורה. How do you love your fellow man? Keeping the Torah. When you keep the Torah again. Says, another interesting thing, Adam le'amal yulad. I'm sorry, I'm using a lot of Hebrew letters, but that's the Torah. Torah is in Hebrew. Adam le'amal yulad. Le'amal is to work, to do, to produce, to do things. Le'amal is lamed ayin mem lamed. Lilmod al menat le'lamed. You're not alone. You learn in order to teach others. That's the amal. So suddenly everything looks a little different. That's our job. Bezrat Hashem, I hope that we manage al menat lelamed le'amal lilmod al menat lelamed.
Okay, Gadi. We thank God that we're born with more or less what we need. Our needs. Jewish people have suffered so much all through the years. Over half of the world are starving. It's all very well loving and all, but for people who have so many problems, we always forget about these things. It's all very well sitting around and talking, thank God we all have what we need. We need more things happen to us, unfortunately. But it's not always easy.
I didn't say it's easy.
No, but
that's why I say it's not easy.
We get
it's not
the
easy.
Word is complacent. We get complacent.
What do you mean complacent?
Complacent is that we're self-satisfied.
That's what we're saying. You shouldn't take it as granted. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
I'm talking about people who have terrible, terrible problem. For these people, it's very hard to
Our belief is that God doesn't try nobody. He hasn't got the power to go through the test. Now, for us, when we look from the outside, it's terrible, and it sometimes is terrible. But we don't know what's going on in this guy's mind, and why is God doing what he's doing. Our belief is that God, everything he does is good. Even if you don't see it, you can see it sometimes in. Our problem is that we are only in a limited time here. We don't see what was before, and we don't see what's going to happen after. It's like we look in the keyhole, as I always say, and we see something happens, but we don't see the whole picture. You know, sometimes, let's say in business, sometimes we have bad times, and you think, wow, terrible, I'm going to lose everything. Suddenly you find out that those terrible times lead you to the best business you ever even dreamt about. And by the way, a lot of big business people fall a few times before they become millionaires or billionaires.
Or it's the other way, like nothing down there, they go big and then they
fall. It depends how you exactly. It depends what you do and while you're doing it. So that's why we have this book.
Too morally bankrupt.
We don't do things on our own mind. That's why we have the book, which is telling us what we should do and what is the right way. And as we say with Arur, Arur, cursed is the one who doesn't listen to God. Cursed is the one who does those wrong things. That's what the parsha is telling us. Because there is a way, and the way is the way of the Torah. And, okay, not everybody understands it, but I think our belief is, and that's, by the way, the whole idea of this world, because you have to understand, we are not here alone. Our mission is to bring the whole world back to God. Not only the Jews, everybody, the whole world.
We are supposed to be a light.
We are the light for the going. We are the light. But in order to be a light, we have to need the light first. Exactly. First of all, before we love the going, we have to love each other.
So why are the 70 successful going?
It doesn't. First of all, it's got nothing to do if we are believing that this world is only a virtual world. So this is not real. The real world is not here. It's up there. You see somebody suffering here, he's getting, you don't even know what he's getting up there. That's not the idea. The idea is to understand and realize that we are here on a passageway. We're going from here to the next world. That's what we're doing here.
Gesher Tzar
Me'od. Sometimes it's not easy. But that's why we're here. If it was easy, God wouldn't create this world. Because the whole idea was that it's not easy. That we have to do something in order to get it. But the reward, as we said, is with no proportion to what we do. And why is it like this? Because we are not working God for the reward. The reward is there, don't worry about it. But we want to get to the level of loving God. We are building a relationship. And to build a relationship through love is to do what the one you love wants you to do. What he loves you to do. And by the way, whatever he wants you to do is only for your own benefit. God doesn't need our love, doesn't need what we do. We need it. So God gave us the tools to do it. And especially at that time. And we should ask on our praise that God will give us the best tools. Why not? Yes. Parnoso, good family, everything.
Ask God
for tools.
No. We thank God for the tools, but we ask God to give us the skills to be able to use our tools to the best of our ability. That's more important.
But that's your decision. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mi'irat shamayim. Yeah. So in other words, we need the tools.
You get tools, but you don't know how to use them.
That's why we judged on Rosh Hashanah. God is saying, okay, I gave you this and that. What did you do with it? What did he do? Ah, you went here, you did there, went to a club, you played cards, you drank, you went to all those naughty things. First of all, before you start playing, think about God.
I do.
It's no problem. You can play bridge.
Yes, help God to win.
We can do a lot of things. We can do a lot of things if we do them. If we do them from the right reason, that's we can do a lot. Everything. God created this world for us to use it. We can use it, and we should use it, but use it in the right way.
And that's what uses.
Yeah, exactly.